Welcome to the Chief of Anything podcast in this four-tone vierklang format with Catherine Woods and Dominic Klimek. Our vierklang format talks about the interplay of purpose, vision, values and strategies and about what happens to companies when we bring these four together. Here I hear firsthand how the vierklang strategy has transformed companies and what I can expect from its implementation.
Hello, Catherine.
Hello, Dominic.
And welcome, Michael.
Thank you very much, Catherine and Dominic. And welcome everyone here to our Chief of Anything podcast. You have tuned into our English language version of what is a new podcast format that we are starting here in our Chief of Anything podcast. And this format we are calling Vierklang. And Vierklang is a German word that we're bringing to the English language, just like kindergarten and Volkswagen. And this German word means four notes sounding at once. So a four sound. It's also called a quad, I believe, in music in English. It means that four notes are being played at the same time. And we'll explain what that is about in a moment. Cristiano, my dear Chief of Anything podcast co-host, is in a well-deserved break, probably sitting in northern Italy right now or somewhere in Tuscany and enjoying the summer and a glass of vino rosso. And that gives us the opportunity, Catherine and Dominic and myself, to talk about something and share something that is very close to our heart, which is this Vierklang strategy model that we have been using. We'll talk more about that later, but first allow me to introduce the two of you, Catherine and Dominic. I'm going to hand over in a moment and ask you to briefly introduce yourselves. What I do want to share about you, Catherine, right away is that you have worked as a trainer with tens of thousands of people in some of the largest corporates in the world, including General Electric, Olympus, Lufthansa, and you have a wealth of experience as a trainer and a coach. I'm super happy that you are part of this format here. Beyond that, who are you?
Who am I? That's a question. How long do we have, Michael? I'm very excited to be here. Who am I? I'm a communication trainer, a sales trainer. I'm a coach. I'm somebody who loves ice bathing in Norway in winter. So lots of facets to discover, I guess. Who am I here? I'm somebody who wants to take this Vierklang model that we're going to talk about in detail in a second and communicate it out to the world. Let the world know what the secret is you've been hiding for so many years. And I'm very excited to be here and very thankful that we've got the chance of putting this out now.
I love how you're saying that I've been hiding that, because I've been doing it all these years. I just haven't had the chance to talk much about it. And I'm so happy we're talking about it now. Thank you, Catherine. Dominic, what I love about your story is the two things that stick out for me is that for years, you were a CFO in a number of VC-backed ventures. And then your journey brought you over to the United States, and at some point you decided you want to do something else, and you met Tony Robbins and became part of his team and worked with him in the States for over 2 years and have worked with him for over 5 years, and you still are on some of the events that he is doing. So it's awesome to have you part of this here. And beyond those two little facts, who are you?
Who am I? So when there's so many facets, I think what could be interesting for so many people, I'm somebody who has been interested in mindset my whole life, because I know that this made a huge difference in everything that I do, like doing the unthinkable or doing the impossible in a way. And I've always been fascinated with this and then with numbers. That's like my CFO journey, my corporate journey, and combining those two things, like mindset and strategy for small startups, for growth companies, for, as we say, the Mittelstand in Germany, or for corporates, like finding a way to making the plan actionable using the right strategies and the ideal mindset that I can have for that. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Dominic. Thank you, Catherine. And well, what can I say about myself? I have a very colorful past. I did work in a consulting firm for about 6 years and then went into a big corporate, a multinational, where I think I was there about 10 years. And then I've had the entrepreneurial phase of my life in the past 12 years, and I've enjoyed all three phases. And remarkably, although I was a consultant, the strategy model that we will share here, I learned through startups and through some bigger companies too, and I've seen it applied in bigger companies too. And I'm super happy that we are sharing what that is all about. As Catherine put it, the best kept secret in strategy coaching. And we call that Vierklang. Four notes played at once in music. So before we get into what that is and how it works, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this podcast? Why are the three of us working with the strategy model, helping others? What difference does it make? And even better, of course, is the question I put it here, is the wherefore. It might be a slightly forgotten English word, and I love how this points into the future direction rather than explaining the past, kind of like the difference between coaching and therapy. So wherefore are we doing what we're doing here? Who wants to open on this one?
Happy to open on it, Michael. So I would say it's really to show people that there is a different way of doing strategy. There's a different way to how, you know, the big consultancy firms out there go out about it. There is a different way than paying lots of money to develop a strategy that then half of my team is not standing behind, half of my team doesn't really put it forward, does maybe not understand it and has zero motivation to put it into practice apart from the fact that they're getting paid to do so. And wherefore we are here is to show people that there is a way to do strategy in a collaborative way that is not necessarily, in German, we say basisdemokratisch. So it's not everybody has to say yes and everybody has to agree on it. It's really about finding a way that has people involved, that has people collaborating, and at the same time has such a strong process behind it that, you know, we are getting to places. We're not sitting there debating for hours and days and weeks and nothing gets decided. There is a process to it. There is a way of getting to a point and getting to an agreement. And as a very nice byproduct of this surprisingly quick process, I have to say, is that people are motivated. People are behind the strategy. People understand what it is. And things happen. We get into doing mode and we are, in a sense, you know, contributing to having a business that's bound to make things happen and to change the world in whatever industry they're playing in.
Wow, I can hear the mic drop happening here because it sounded to me like you pretty much said it all. Dominic, anything to add? Wherefore? Why are we doing this?
So I can add something like I'm doing it. And I always have to think back. In my early days of my career, my manager told me, Dominic, the last thing you want to have on your team when you're working 60, 70, 80 hours is somebody that you have to pull. Like, people have to run by themselves. I don't want to make them do their work. I want them to engage automatically. And I always love to inspire, and also not just to inspire, also to empower people. And with the Vierklang, we have this tool that is such a collaborative tool that we harness like the mind power of everybody. And by doing this, I get this push. I don't have to pull anybody who isn't performing because my whole team, they are all running in the same direction. And we use the swarm intelligence of everybody to get where we want to go. And I love being part of that process and empowering leaders to do that with their teams.
Guys, I love it how you're summing that up, what we're doing with Vierklang. What I heard out of what you said is that it is a collaborative process, a collaborative way of doing strategy involving everyone, where automatically everyone is motivated and convinced about what the strategy is from the get-go. So that sounds magical, and I've witnessed it many times, and it is. Here is my wherefore, you know, why I am here and doing this together with both of you. I learned this way of doing strategic planning for the first time 15 years ago from a man named Graham Maher. And Graham had honed this methodology, and he had used it already for about 15 years. So we're looking at 30 years of this having been used and proven in the field. And what I learned with Graham was massive success, where the combination of people skills and functional skills with this model led to really phenomenal success. And this included, you know, scaling up the company in 4 years to 400 people, getting to $500 million revenues, and having an IPO at $2.2 billion within those 4 years. And this strategy model that we are sharing here in this podcast format in this season is what the magical ingredient was that made it happen at that speed. It was extraordinary. I'm deeply grateful to Graham, who passed away during that time we worked together. That was the sad part of it. And I'm eternally grateful for what I have learned from him, what I have been using since then in every business that I invested in, every business that I helped start and I was part of, and pretty much every business that I have worked with as a coach over the past 15 years, which now has about over 1,000 CEOs that have been using this model and have been exposed to its power. And I've never much marketed this or told the whole story until now. When we started working about this, you went, "Hey, Michael, this is worth telling more people about it, because it is fantastic what we're doing with this toolbox." And well, this is what we're doing it for, so that more people in the world can make a difference and can make a difference in how they do strategic planning and take everybody along on the journey and achieve great success. Well, that sounds like quite a promise and a mouthful. So wherefore we're doing so. So what is it actually that this model is about?
Before I get into the what I'd love to just let our listeners know is that we don't just promise big things. Actually, the next few episodes of this podcast is going to be stories of CEOs, of company owners, of founders who are going to tell how this model transformed their business. So you don't need to believe it from our mouths. We're going to show you all of the examples and let you participate in all of those great success stories, right?
Thank you, Catherine.
Getting back to your question, Michael, what is this, right? What are we talking about? So we're talking in essence about purpose. Wherefore we do what we do beyond making money. We talk about a shared common vision, right? If everything's gone incredibly well, where have we gotten to if we look back from it 5 years from now? So we do a little forward, backward perspective shift. Really exciting, great journey. We look at the values with which we treat one another. How do we play? How do we play with each other? How do we play in the market? How do we interact, engage, what's important for us, and what are the rules we play with? And then, of course, we're going to look and talk about strategies, right? So how do we get there, right? We've looked forward from, we've looked backwards from the past. Then let's take it step by step forward. What are the things very concrete that we're going to do in the next 6 to 12 months to make these things happen? And with that together, we get to the Vierklang, right? We get to four single, maybe boring notes that by themselves don't sound very exciting. And all of a sudden, if we play them all together, we get harmony. If we play them all together, we get drive, we get motivation, we get people to engage, and music happens, amazing things happen, and people come together.
Love it. Thank you, Dominic.
That was quite impressive, because there was exactly what we're doing, Catherine. The one thing I would like to add is we look at all these four things: purpose, vision, values, and strategies. The Vierklang, we look at it together. And this is a highly important fact because there's a purpose workshop, there's a vision workshop. And if I separate those four, I'm not getting the result nearly as big as it could have been. And by taking it together, I'm not just doing a strategy for the next 3, 6, 12 months. I'm incorporating my strategy into the values, the vision, and the purpose. And by doing that, I get the full commitment of everybody that's there. That's the motivation that we talked about. And this makes my target achievement on my quarterly strategies so much higher by seeing the full picture, by doing it all together as the Vierklang.
Cool. Thank you, Dominic. How I would answer the question, what is it? Well, it's four notes that when they are played at once and with a rhythm, create beautiful music and beautiful success. And with the words of Graham and with the writing of him, I'll go over to my flip chart and do exactly what happened 15 years ago when I first learned about this model, which is there is a heart and then there are three circles. One on top, two on the bottom, and there's an intersection and all of that. And then, you know, we connect the heart into this intersection in the middle. And if I was a fantastic illustrator, I'd find a way how to place the heart in the middle. But if I do that, it just becomes a mess. So, and then what these four elements are about, where, what is that saying? The whole is greater than the sum of its parts. And that's what happens with this Vierklang methodology and by connecting these four elements. And the four elements are, well, first of all, the heart, which holds everything together. This is known as purpose. And purpose is why we do what we do beyond making money. So this is the why. And actually, there's an old English word that fits it even better, which is the wherefore. And it has a slightly different meaning. Now, why is backward looking and explaining? Wherefore is forward looking and opening up. So let's cross out that old why. Sorry about that, Simon Sinek. Wherefore, that is purpose. Wherefore we do what we do beyond making money. And then the circle on the top, this is our vision. So this is where we have got in 5 years' time, and things went ridiculously well. The circle on the bottom left, these are our values, which are about how we behave. And you said it, Catherine, how we are together as a team and how we treat each other, our customers, and how we are as human beings. While, of course, the circle on the bottom right, these are our strategies. And this is what we are doing or what we have done in the next 6 to 12 months in line with our values to make big steps towards our vision and to fulfill our purpose in the world. So strategies is simply what we are doing. And that is what the Vierklang is. It is that simple. Now, how to create that Vierklang for a business, how that process works and how collaboratively we take everybody along. This is what the people who have been using this methodology in their businesses are going to be sharing in this podcast format in the coming weeks and months. Now, that would be a nice moment for the cliffhanger about how the magic works. If you want to spoiler a little bit, go right ahead and do that. And then we all look forward to hear from you and the people that you will interview in all these episodes, what their experiences with it actually are. And hear it straight from the horse's mouth.
Dominic, do you want to spoiler a bit?
So the question is, how can I create this guiding light that everybody knows the path that we are on and how we are going to get there? So we use the swarm intelligence of everybody that's working in the company, bring them all together and ask them great questions. And by the questions that we ask, we distill what is the essence of the company, what's the purpose. Because the purpose, wherefore we are all here, wherefore this company exists beyond making money, is the big foundation. So the process, spoiling it just a little bit, is finding what's the common understanding of the purpose of this company by everybody. What's the vision? What's the values, like the past, comparing that? And then what are the strategies? Taking everybody that's in the company together and finding then the collaborative way of distilling those four key things like our Vierklang. And I would leave it at this for this point and go into a little bit more detail over the next episodes. Back to you, Michael.
Okay. I see I'm not going to get too much out of you guys just yet on how it works. And I'm really looking forward to hear you talk about it with the people who have experienced and felt it and sensed it, how this all the magic works. Cool. Well, what if I use this approach to strategy? I would love to share that from my own experience. If this works well, it creates a motivation and an inspiration across the entire business with a drive to make this happen and to turn this plan into what's called reality. Because that is what strategic planning is about. I create a plan of purpose, vision, values, and the strategies. And then the entire team, our job is to turn that plan into reality. And if everybody's fired up and enthusiastic and loves doing what we're doing, then it's going to be a great journey with a fantastic result. Cool. Catherine, how do you feel in one word at the end of our opening episode on the Vierklang format of Chief of Anything?
Very excited.
Dominic?
I feel motivated.
Fantastic is how I feel. Thank you so much for doing what you are doing for the purpose of sharing this magic with people in business out there. This can be used, by the way, in a small team, in a big team. It can be used in a corporate. It can be used in a SME. It can be used in a startup. It even can be used for my own personal life to plan how I want to lead my life. All right. Thanks so much for this opening today and for having me part of that. Herewith, I hand over this format that we call Vierklang of the Chief of Anything podcast to the two of you. I wish you lots of wonderful conversations and experience shares that are truthful and real. And we want to hear what worked and what hasn't worked so that this all improves and gets even better and grows even more in the future. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, Dominic, for doing what you're doing. I can't wait to listen to your first episode. Thanks so much.
That's it for today with Vierklang Strategy Coaching in our Chief of Anything podcast. If you would like to discover the impact of Vierklang Strategy Coaching for your company, then simply click on the link in the description and get in touch with us.